Hello, everyone. Economic Ninja here. There are a couple of different problems with the Iraq dinar as an investment, and I want to talk about that. But I want to preface this as I own Iraq dinar. And I want to give a couple of ideas, logical ideas, not advice, not financial or investment advice, but the way I approach it. And we're going to talk about these problems because they are very serious, and it's going to lead a lot of people, it already has sort of, to financial ruin. And it's really sad because there is facts about the Iraqi dinar, and then there are people that have made their living off of selling the dinar, and there are people that have made a living through social media promising something that has never came to pass, even though ironically, it is coming to pass right now. So right now, I'm looking at a screen of gurus that talk about the new valuation. Oh, you know what? Let's stop real quick. Hashtag Iraq dinar or IQD. If you own it. And then if you don't, do me a favor and just say, I don't own any. I just want to get a feel for who's in the live stream right now. Now, I'm looking at all of these exchange rates. And remember, the Iraq dinar was turned over and changed at the turn of the century. And it has been suppressed down because of a valuation that, quite frankly, the US government gave it a long time ago. And recently, the government has been doing some amazing things to break out of the Iraqi government from the grips of the United States government, like the Iraqi Central Bank announced last September that it will restrict all internal commercial transactions to the Iraqi dinar starting next year, which it did. And what it is doing is it is building its own need for dinars. It's building its own marketplace inside of the country. And they are already working with other countries to be settling oil shipments. That's working out right now. We've seen the Iraq Central Bank come out and say, we are revaluing the currency versus the US dollar. And they made a bold step. And this is an amazingly bold step to go out and go, hey, we are going to be worth more than what the US government says. Now, does that show up in the marketplace, the exchange rates? No, it does not. But I can guarantee you what they're doing right now is they're setting the stage for the future price of oil that is going to be coming out of Iraq. And I do believe they're going to have even more steps where they say, okay, now it's worth this much, worth this much. Here's the problem. A lot of people put a lot of money, everything they had. There are people that I knew that put tens of thousands of dollars in the dinar, and they kept believing and kept listening for the updates. There are people, and I invested in the dinar over, was it 14 years ago? I made a small investment and I set it aside. And then I kept living. I kept investing. I invested in things like cryptocurrency, gold and silver, in stocks and in real estate. And since then, all of those have gone up versus the Iraqi dinar. Yet there are people that are still frozen, sitting next to their computer, being told by people that God said, it is done, it has been revalued. Well, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ or God and you read the Bible, there's lots of things where God says, it is done. Well, it means it's done in the spirit, not in the natural. And it takes a little bit of time and a lot of faith to keep you going until you see it actually come out. And there are a lot of people that have invested in this and they're just stuck to it. This is what I would just throw out a suggestion. Live a little. Don't keep piling your money into one thing. You're supposed to have it spread in multiple baskets, actually around the world. It talks about that in the Bible. But then the sad thing is most people don't have a plan for what they're going to do once it does officially revalue and you can go and trade it in. They don't know about anything else, any other kind of investments. And a lot of people are going to get very confused because they don't know. They're not going to want to put them in dollars. They're not going to know how to put it in real estate. That's why I highly suggest you start to learn about alternative investments right now and start to move into those investments just a little bit. I know it sounds crazy, but this is crazy to me. There are people that have invested $50,000, $100,000 in dinar and don't own $100 in Bitcoin. Why wouldn't you just try $100? You put $100,000 into a currency that right now is in paper. It's either stored in a vault somewhere or in a safe deposit box, or worst case scenario, you're under your mattress where it can get burnt up. But you don't have $100 in Bitcoin or even know how it works. There are a lot of people that own the dinar think that the Bitcoin would be a scam. I say you should just try and buy some and just see how it works out. If $100 ain't going to break your bank because you got $100,000 in dinar, you may want to consider that. Another thing that throws me off is there are people that are buying dinar to go and have that windfall profit someday, but they don't even know how to buy their own home right now. I think you should start reading on how to do that, checking that out. I think it is important. Now, the other day I saw somebody, you know, there are a lot of people that talk and there a lot of them are Christian focused. And it breaks my heart to see this because I don't think they're doing anything necessarily wrong, but they also have to understand that when God says something like it is done, yeah. I also saw prophets say that Trump was going to get 2 terms. Do I believe that's true? Yes. But a lot of people don't understand when all of a sudden he doesn't get his 2nd term right away, how that works out. And I think that people get the timing off a lot. And the one thing you have to understand when it comes to God, God's not bound by time. And the cool thing is none of this talk that I'm giving, you don't have to believe in God. You don't have to. But for those that do, they understand that God's not bound by time. When he says something's done, something's done. And we as investors and having only so much money to try and grow, you need to make sure it's scattered properly in multiple baskets. And it talks about the Bible, like I said before, putting it around different places of the earth also for good diversification. These are very, very important points. You don't want to have everything in one basket. You know, I look back on the wealth I was able to accumulate and on a scale, it doesn't matter how much it is or how little it is because it's wealth, right? We all have something. All of us have, whether it's a dime in our pocket to $100 to $100,000, right? It's all yours, whatever it is. And you have the opportunity to cause it to grow or lose it. And it breaks my heart to see people that go out there and say, you should buy this because it's going to happen tomorrow. Well, you know what? I've been watching dinar gurus say that the revaluation happens tomorrow and it's been set and they got a little hot tip. I've been watching those same guys say the same thing for 14 years. Matter of fact, to everybody that agrees and has been watching this, put the date or how many years you've owned dinar for and just start looking and say, you know, you agree with me, you know what I'm talking about. Because people getting into this need to be warned ahead of time. Because there are a lot of people that are quite frankly just making money selling you dinar, and some of it's fake. And if you do buy it, you want to go through an authorized dealer that's authorized through the U.S. Treasury. I know that is actually a thing. But look at people right here saying, hey, I've been doing this for 10 years plus, and I've been watching these gurus say this for over and over. Hey, it's going to happen. It's happening tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. That's why I highly suggest if you do something like this investment, you only do so much that you're willing not to need access for quite some time, and then just be pleasantly surprised when it happens. Perhaps this is the worst advice ever. Type 4 if you agree that's the worst advice ever. Or type 5 if you go, no, that's good advice. It's solid, sound advice, because there are people that are frozen in fear right now or frozen in one idea, one investment. And it's holding you back from other gains and other investments that you could be making. Now, again, none of this is financial advice, but I just felt like I needed to come on because I just watched a couple of videos on YouTube and it's all this, it's not clickbait. It's just, it has happened. It is done. It starts tomorrow. No, it doesn't. So just be, when you become really even keeled, you're going to start making wealth. And yes, I do own dinar. And no, it's not going to revalue tomorrow. And no, I do not know the number. Do I believe the prophets and what they say? I do. I've seen enough of them be right. And I've weighed those and I discern it in my spirit. But am I breaking the bank, putting it on credit cards, putting all my assets into dinars? No, I'm not. Am I looking at alternative things like real estate, things like that? Absolutely. If you want to learn about real estate, if you want to learn how to get mortgages and be ready for this crash when the time comes or when the dinar revalues, there's the QR code for the sale on the Mortgage Master. But you don't need a course to start to branch out. I mean, they help. They're time hacks, money hacks, things like that. But you really just need to start thinking with a level head and just be really careful with who you're listening to on the internet as far as this is happening tomorrow. It's not going to happen tomorrow. I mean, I'm looking at stuff right here. Yeah, the exchange rate set at $3.47. How old is this video? Let me just pull up this story real quick. This is a YouTube video. I haven't even clicked on it. It's entitled, this is 3 months ago, Iraq dinar, finally, dinar official exchange rate at $3.47 US dollars, Iraq news today. This video's gotten 920 views, and everybody, half the people probably believed he was telling the truth. Yeah, 3 months later, what's happened? Hope you got something from this. The Economic Ninja.